Hello, and welcome to this Overcoming Depression Emotion Download. Emotion downloads are based on the Human Givens approach to mental healing and health, the newest and most radical school of psychology in 40 years. This rapidly expanding approach is UK-based and dates just from the mid-1990s. The Emotion audio series can complement your Human Givens therapy, but can also be used as part of a self-help standalone program. I am Andrew Richardson and the director of the London Human Givens Centre. In this download, you will learn of the three factors which create and maintain virtually all depressions. You will also be able to identify the importance of each of these as contributing to your depression. And there is advice and tools and therapy to heal yourself, and so give you the confidence deep within that you will never again experience a serious depression. Please ensure that when listening to the rest of this, you are not operating machinery or driving or engaging in any other activity which requires your concentration. Depression is a word bandied about a lot, and many will talk of being depressed when just feeling down or blue. But those who have really experienced depression know in their bones that a depression is much more than this. They will talk of feelings of utter hopelessness, of being completely overwhelmed, or of being enveloped in a mood of black despair. Often this is a palpable physical feeling of blackness, of tightness, of heaviness and stuckness. And it is horrifying to experience. There is little pleasure or motivation, and life seems to be a round of low energy and continuous, awful, anxious feelings. Well, does this talk to you? Can you recognize something there that you understand because you have experienced this yourself? The first of the three factors that create and maintain a depression revolves around your sleeping. And by understanding this connection, you can also understand how the brain manufactures depression feelings. And you can then know what you can do immediately to reduce the brain's power to hurt you and weaken you. And you will realize that a depression is not genetic or an affliction of your brain, and that you can overcome it. You need to know a little bit about why you dream. And we dream for a very simple reason: to let go of the emotions that came up that day for us and that are still there at the end of the day, unresolved and incomplete and nagging away at us and filling us up and clogging us up. And by being able to let go of these emotions every night by dreaming, those vital emotional templates are kept in good working order for when we really need them next. And dreaming dissolves the strong unresolved emotion of that day by acting the emotion out in our dreaming imagination. The effect is a bit like a circle being completed. Just imagine for a moment that you were worried today about something, but then took action to resolve the worry, and so found that the worry feeling just disappeared. Then your capacity to worry, which we all need to make sure we can guard ourselves against potentially adverse future events, would be ready and waiting when next called upon. But what if you went to bed that night with the worry still nagging away at you? And how would it be if this was happening every day? Well, in time you would find that you could not make use of your worry emotion. It would be a bit like having to eat three-course dinners one after the other. You would fill up and eventually feel as if you would burst. And so to avoid this, we humans have evolved to dream, to act out a metaphorically similar completing experience, and so let go of the emotion. Dreaming is your emotional flush toilet, so you are empty and alert for the next day. But dreaming takes up a lot of energy, and so you can be overloaded if you have to dream a lot, because you are worrying and ruminating and anxious all the time that day. And that is why depressed people will be woken up by a brain which can dream no more, in a state of exhaustion, with no energy or motivation. How are you when you wake up? Is the waking up time the worst part of the day for you? And when you think about it, do you spend a large part of your day worrying and ruminating, round and round, back and forth, resolving nothing and just banging your head time and again on the same questions, or going round and round the same circle as a hamster on a wheel? And we will sleep much less of the essential slow wave, regenerating sleep when we worry a lot, because we are dreaming too much. And this is another reason why we can be exhausted by our nightly sleep rather than refreshed, and why it is that when depressed, we are more vulnerable to physical wear and tear. It's actually quite easy to understand why those feelings of hopelessness and low motivation arise, isn't it? We are attempting to dream more than we are capable of, and this exhausts us, damages our capacity to make and act on some of the essential decisions we have to make to get our essential emotional and physical needs met. And we find that our sleep leaves us tired rather than refreshed. And this can then become a vicious circle, spiraling downwards. And it is pretty clear also what we have to do to change this. The first step is to stop worrying right now, to do whatever it takes and however hard it seems at the beginning, and then find that even a day without worrying, or worrying less, is enough to improve sleep and so wake up feeling a little better. And then each day can become a little easier and you have a little more energy and begin to see things differently and find answers to those nagging questions, and then acting upon those answers. Or realizing that those questions don't need to be answered and can be just let go. At this moment, I would like you to come with me into a little relaxation so that you can find it a little easier to imagine what you could do now in order to worry less each day and sleep better each day, and so wake up a little more refreshed for the next day. So just sit back in that chair or lie back on that bed or sofa and notice the weight of your body resting and nestling into the softness of the chair or bed, or sensing a part or parts of your body against some hard surface. And as you do that, you could even now be aware of changes to that part of your body, which is a sign that you are beginning to relax or deepen in some way which is unique to you. And you can imagine how it is for you when you do begin to relax, or how it might be this time. Some people are aware that the rhythm of their breathing slows down, while others notice that their shoulders or arms or legs begin to feel a little different. And others can be aware of tensions lifting from their jaw or around their eyes or across their forehead, or from the crown of their head. Where are you relaxing now, or are aware of relaxing now, or imagining how you might relax if you chose to do so at some unconscious level? And from this sense of sensing where you are right now, you can begin to let your imaginings wander. how you could begin to change something about how you lived out a typical day, just for the next few days. You could perhaps be seeing yourself preparing for a walk, going where you have been before and noticing things afresh. The buildings, the gardens, or the trees, and in a new way, like a small child in wonderment. Or go somewhere where you have never or rarely been before, to somewhere green, or by water, or where else? Or perhaps you see yourself visiting or calling a new acquaintance or an old friend that perhaps you have not spoken to for a while, and finding new conversations and activities to have. What could you talk about that would take you out of yourself? What might your friend be doing that could be interesting to talk about? And it can really help just to think about the people in your life, those close to you or not so close, or those you hardly know, and think about them and what you could do to lift them or help them. It might surprise you to notice how much it helps. Or is there a job to be done in the house that you have been putting off? Painting a door, putting up a shelf, tidying a bedroom, clearing a cupboard, weeding that flower bed, sewing that shirt, or I wonder what it will be for you. Now we must all eat every day, and you could, if you chose, prepare a meal that you have never prepared before. Looking up the recipe, buying new ingredients and spices, and really noticing how it might be to sit down and eat this gift. And are you noticing where you could eat a little better? Regular, nutritious meals. You know what I mean. Cutting down on sugar and saturated fats and processed food, and just enjoying something natural and fresh and new. You could begin that exercise, long put off, ride that bike, go to the gym, get out that exercise video, and just do it. What is arising in your mind's eye now? How easy might it be for you to do something different tomorrow? And then something different again for the day after, and the day after that? When might it be that you notice a lightning and a movement that tells you you are already beginning to act more and worry less and do things differently? And when you are ready and see something clear and different that you will do, then just slowly open your eyes. So what is the second factor that could be keeping you in the depression? Well, there will probably be an area of your life that is not working well for you. And this will be related either to your family or outside family relationships in some way, or your work, or your capacity and time for leisure, and to be stretched. It could be that something happened in your life, a loss or threat of some kind that precipitated the downward spiral weeks ago, or months ago, or even years ago. And this is staying with you in some sense, and you cannot shift it, however hard you try. And as a result, you are living a life where one or more essential human needs are not being met. And in fact, the depression might well be stopping you getting that need met, and so keeping you anxious and worried and stressed. The givens of human nature, part of the human givens, include these essential human needs, and often a vital step to moving out of a depression is to undertake an audit of how well you are meeting your needs now. And these are those essential human needs. Feeling safe. Having people who are important to you and to whom you are important. Having wider connections beyond your family and close friends. A sense of autonomy and control. Comfortable with your status in society and with your peers. A sense of competence and achievement. Getting your attention needs met, both giving and receiving. A place and space for privacy and reflection. Being stretched by how you live or the work that you do. Where is your life working well? And how are you successfully managing to do this? And just feel good about this. And where is there a lack? Here are those human needs again. Safety, autonomy, wider connections, attention, both giving and receiving, that important person or people, status, achievement, privacy, being stretched and meaning. And what you may find is that by standing back and looking at your life in this different way and in a calm state, that you see things differently. And notice that if you can just work on one practical thing to make a change in the right direction, then a lot just falls into place. And in doing this, you are activating an essential human capacity, which is to problem solve. Which is not working, of course, when you worry and are highly aroused and anxious. I remember someone who discovered that if she could just take practical action to train and get a job, then she would regain a sense of status and competence, that she would be stretched, and that she would have a greater sense of belonging to a group. And I recall a young student who began to see clearly that what she needed to do was to meet different students at her university. And by giving her attention to these students who were working and active, she would just begin to feel better and act differently herself. And so it turned out. We have looked at two factors that need to be tackled to relieve your depression. The first is to stop worrying and improve sleep, and the second is to get the balance of your life working by looking at your essential needs and then practically how to get them moving in the right direction. And the third factor? Well, this is concerned with thinking styles and how you see the world and evaluate your experience. It is very easy, especially if you have this sense that life has been tough and unfair, to constantly be seeing the bad and making the worst construction of events. Think about it. If you buy a new car, which is green and perhaps the latest Korean model, you will be seeing them all the time on the road, where before you bought the car, you hardly saw any. This is because your mind is primed to see green Korean cars. And so similarly, you can be primed to see what is wrong rather than what is right, and notice when things don't work out well rather than when they do. This is called black and white thinking styles, or the three P's. The first P is permanentalizing, which is when anything bad happens, you believe it will be permanent. In other words, last forever, which is just not true, of course, because there is always change and movement if you think about it. Just notice now what has changed for you in the past year. Job, relationships, money. And this could convince you that however bad it is right now, it will not be the same or feel the same or be located in your life in the same way, if at all, in a year's time. And the second P is for personal, which is that when a bad thing happens, you believe it is only your fault and reflects your deficiencies alone, which is very rarely the case because for most things, there are a lot of causes and coincidences that bring about something. To convince me of this, I just think about court cases, those I read about in real life and watch on TV. Both sides will have completely different ways of explaining and justifying the same thing, won't they? Can both sides be right, or is neither? And so when you think about your role in badly affecting your current situation, what can you do to minimize your contribution and increase that of other people or the situation itself? But when you look at the good in your life right now, well, do the opposite. Build up the contribution you are making to bring the good into your life. And the last P is for pervasive, which is the idea that if something bad happens to you in one part of your life, then all other parts of your life will be affected too. Which could be true in some way, but for sure will not be really true, especially if you think about how broad is the life you lead, the friends you have, the activities you engage in, your health, good or bad in parts, or just average, how you entertain yourself, and so on. Can this bad event really reach all the parts in your life? In a real sense, overcoming depression is about getting your emotions working for you rather than having them taking you over, and by looking outside rather than being locked inside. And you'll be finding that taking action on these three factors, sleep and worry, meeting needs, and thinking styles, that you will be more in control and have a greater sense of calm. And all action and experiences and tools which enhance calmness and peace and contentment in your life will have all kinds of beneficial knock-on effects. Calmness comes from experiencing it and knowing that you can access a state of greater calm when you choose to. And it is often good to know what is going on for you day by day. So scale how you feel, doing it through the day with a notebook, noticing what helps, setting a baseline, and not worrying about slippage. It is temporary. And in the anxiety Control It Now download, there are breathing exercises and other tools that will help you. And in the Building Self-Confidence download, there is help for you to build a deeper sense of inner confidence in your capacities, and that will calm you too. The goal setting to rebalance your life download will lead you through a needs audit carefully and allow you to visualize successfully achieving goals that get an essential need met and so reduce your worry and anxiety. So now, relax again and rehearse and remind yourself of all that you have learnt and can now use to overcome depression once and for all. Sit back and shut your eyes and allow yourself to easily be aware of what it is that's happening in your body. And many people find that just to do this can open them to a slightly different sensation and feeling. And could this be happening to you? As you again listen to my voice becoming slower and more relaxing, and are reminded at a deep unconscious level that you can choose to relax now. Feel a cool breeze washing over you, or a warm feeling of calmness, or that excitement of meeting a new friend, or reading a new book, or seeing a new TV show, or listening to a new music track. Which of these is creating that good relaxing response in you? Or is there a different kind of good feeling which is just happening, of contentment, of just being there, of excited anticipation or a warming sense? And allow these feelings to deepen, like going down a ladder or down a path to a beautiful beach, or entering into the depths of a deep, deep ocean where there is only silence and peace and distance from everything. And you could now be really deeply relaxed, or just feeling slightly calmer, or not yet consciously noticing much of a change. It doesn't really matter. Feel good that you have learnt something different about how your brain works, and that a depressed feeling is normal when you are under stress, and that you can choose now to do something different today or tomorrow, to stop worrying or worry less and find that your sleep gets better. What are you visualizing that you will begin to do to take you out of yourself? And what else? And what could you do today, or tomorrow, or the day after that, which could give you something you absolutely need? Because just like a plant or a fish, you have essential needs. What can you do that will stretch you? Increase your contact with other people. To do something that you know is worthwhile and will make a difference to someone. Or to find a place and a time you can be private and laugh. And as you relax more, what is coming up that excites you? And that you can say to yourself, yes, I can do that, and I will. And when might you begin? Today? Or tomorrow? Or will you leave it a few days? How quickly can you begin to change the way you see the world and your experience of it? What were the good things that happened to you today? And what actually worked? Perhaps you were late for that meeting, but you did get there in the end, didn't you? And what other ways are there to explain what is happening to you? See the shades of grey between those hard black and white bits. Really search hard. Because if the way you view something makes you miserable and keeps you stuck, well, just move the chair to the other side of the room so you can see it differently. And you might like to play as if games. Just pretend that you have changed your way of seeing something, as if you really have. You don't have to change your mind. Just pretend, but really try hard to make the pretending seem real. Or notice how much this helps you. Or have that second thought, because though you cannot always change the first thought that comes into your head, you can for sure change the second thought. And I am reminded of those wise words that a Cherokee Indian told his grandson. The young boy was troubled and confused by the thoughts running in his head. And so the wise grandfather reminded the young boy that we all have two wolves fighting inside our head. One wolf is negative and mean and pessimistic and ungenerous of spirit. And the other is positive and generous and optimistic and expansive. And the next day, the young boy, who had been living with this new idea all night, asked his grandfather, "Well, grandfather, which wolf wins?" And his grandfather replied, "Why, it is the one you feed." In a few moments, when you drift up and awaken, it may be interesting for you to know that in that state of mind, where thoughts drift by like dreams, they enter awareness for a time, while some are left behind to be used later on. And other thoughts can become distant, and the experience can seem far away. As your unconscious mind protects your conscious mind and leaves those things behind, forgotten, but remembered too. And times change too, so you can know what a trance it's been when you begin to know what seems to take a short time turns out to have been a long time. Or what seems a long time was really no time at all. So now I will count back down and you can begin to slowly become more alert and aware and return to this room. 10, 9, 8, 7. Just beginning to be aware of your body differently and how you are and hearing my voice differently. 6, 5, 4, 3. Almost coming to the surface now. Soon ready to open your eyes. 2, 1. Open. And make sure that you are fully alert before driving or operating any machinery.
I hope you found real value and insight from this Overcoming Depression Emotion Download audio session.
And please listen to it often, perhaps every day for a few days, so that it will really sink in. For more information, visit londonhumangivens.com, and from there you can access the official Human Given sites, including their useful and wide-ranging publications, and read the best-selling self-help book, How to Lift Depression Fast, by Joe Griffin and Ivan Terrell, the founders and still the main teachers of the Human Givens approach. My name is Andrew Richardson, and thank you.